We are on page 44, which is in the middle of Yud Zayin. Yachshoy Bezeth, realized at the bottom. He made a point that the creation of the stars, the moon, the sun, is no, even though they're enormous, is no greater a miracle than the creation of an ant or a bee. That the ant and the bee, perhaps, because of their intricacies, are even more miraculous. Now, where he's going with this is going to be a little bit of a surprise, because what's he in the middle of talking about? He's in the middle of saying, he finished saying, that the bracha is, when we make a bracha every day, is supposed to be a method by which a person develops a certain kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person makes a bracha every day, so I gave kefufim, or he says a shechianu, it's supposed to have a greater meaning to him. Let's see what he says here, and I think the connection, which is not obvious at the moment, will become clear. A Yachshay Bezeth, 3 lines at the bottom of page 44. Kidei Shalo Yegadlu Be'inav Hama'eiros. The miraculous nature of a bee or an ant, being as great as a star or the sun, is important. Shalo Yegadlu Be'inav Hama'eiros. It shouldn't be that the heavenly bodies amaze you. And the Satan will mislead you in the opinion of some. And you may think that the heavenly bodies have some power of some sort. Now obviously in the 21st century, nobody, at least in the modern countries, has any thought that the heavenly bodies have any type of power. But in the time that this is being written, there were those who thought that way. And he's saying, what? In the time of the Kuzari. Yeah. So we're talking about going back 1,000 years. And there were those who thought that the stars or the heavenly bodies had some sort of power. He says, no, Bechusam Keruach Ve'esh. They are like the wind or fire, which are natural. Im era ar ki yahel v'yafet v'speseser libi. You have said, do I see the heavenly light, and think it helps, it does anything. V'yafet z'loshem pen yiftel levavchem. V'yafet will I turn b'speseser libi in my heart and be influenced by them. V'chen yitein elibay ba'avas ha'olam yidabek inyir lakai be'idah ha'mukhenes l'kibulay. A person should look to be influenced by Hashem, ki dabek ha'or b'mara hazaka, like a light shines at a mirror or at a shiny piece of metal. V'shatara me'etz le'haskola tzchafetz b'menu laharis machusei ba'aretz ka'aroysa b'shamayim. Let me tell you where he's going, and then we'll fit in the words. What he is shooting for here, believe it or not, is an explanation of Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. He's going to be looking to give us sort of a global picture when we say every day Berachas Shema, and Shema, a more general picture of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of our place in the world, when we say these brachas. What do we say? Yetzer HaMa'iris. We talk about the Hashem is the creator of the heavenly bodies, including the angels. From there we go to Ahava Rabbah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to us in the giving of the Torah. Seems to be a disconnect. Hashem created the heavenly bodies, Yishkayach. Hashem has love for Klai Yisrael and gave us the Torah. So he's, and then Kriya Shema. He's now going to have a flowing theme in a human being who looks at the world and tries to see his place in the big picture of the world. So let's pretend these brachas are not things we rehearse every day quickly, rather something that it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to say, talk about the Ma'iris and have a Rabbah and Shema. And that's the way really he's looking at it, as a sort of a major idea. He's saying is that we talk about the heavenly bodies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's incredible nature in the world, and then contrast that with the Ava we have in our accepting the Torah and our having the Torah. Now look at how he explains that. I'll start again from the top line. Chayitin alibay ba'ava saylam. A person should think about God's love in the world. He dabe ke'inyin alakai, and the connection, or inyin alakai means a spiritual connection, is be'eda mukhenes l'kibulay. Hashem allows a connection to one who wants to accept. The kidabe ke'ar b'mar hazaka. The sunlight. If somebody has a mirror or somebody has something that reflects the light, then there's light. If there's nothing to reflect the light, there is no light. Now it's really a very, even in the nature, it's a very deep thing. Light itself, has no effect. The sun shines in the heavens are dark. Why are the heavens dark? Right? You see pictures of, the astronauts in our generation saw pictures of astronauts. The behind it, it's always black. You ever wonder why, or they only took pictures of people on the moon at night? Why did they pictures of people on the moon when it was day? Every picture of human beings on the moon has a black sky. You never wondered about it. And the answer is because light is meaningless. Light in the void of heaven is dark. Light, when you shine a light, the only way light gives light is if it bounces off something. It has to bounce off a particle of matter. It could be the atmosphere, or it could be a mirror, or it could be a table. Light is what it bounces off. That's why they have the new fixtures where they have mirrors behind the light, and you get more light. How do you get more light from less light? Because light works that way. Light itself has no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives light. If there's nothing to bounce the light off, there'll be no light. The light can travel in the heavens remain dark. And according to the Mekabel of the light, there's light. So if there's something to accept the light, then there's light. If there's nothing to accept the light, there is no light. The same thing with the spiritual, the spiritual light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines on the world, and he waits for a human being to reflect back the light that's sort of shining down to this world. And that's what he says here so beautifully. The heavenly light bounces off somebody who wants to accept it. Just as light bounces off something that's shiny, that can reflect the light. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shining of the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire to be seen in this world. Hashem didn't create angels on this world. Aval Adam created a human being, Mizera, Vidam, made from Zera and Dam, made from blood and seed, Mizgabrim, Bohem Ativiyim, human beings who are overpowered by nature, Misnatzchem Behem Amidais, and we're constantly battling with our Midais, with our natural instincts. Sometimes with more atzlach, sometimes less. Kasha nizbar b'sefer yitzira. B'kasha yizach mehen yochid I call. So when Kodesh Baruch Hu's light shines down, and an individual or a community will shine it back, will accept it. Yichal olav ha'aral ha'kayv yanigenu b'n flies. So then God's light shines, u'b'noirois, and the pela and noira of God's influence, yaitzis mesedera ilamativi, will take the person out of the nature, yikaris imiru ava v'simcha. Now he mentions ava v'simcha, he's bouncing into ava rabba avtanu. He's saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of this for the one that will sort of bounce it back, that will reflect it back. They say in the name of the Kotzka, he said, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Aras Nasan L'Vnei Adam. He said, God is not looking for angels down here. He has enough angels upstairs. Ha'aretz Nasan L'Vnei Adam. The Aretz is given for human beings to use as one needs to use it. So that actually, according to this explanation, when you daven in the morning, we say the bracha of Yetzer HaMa'iris, we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of heavenly bodies, which are all created to influence or to support this world. And with that we say, Avaraba Avtanu, that light, the Yetzer HaMa'iris, is reflected back by the one who's ready to accept it. And naturally, that leads to Shema Yisrael. This is his explanation of that part of the davening, and he explains it a bit vividly. He says the following. God did not find a receptacle for the spiritual influence. except Chasidei b'nei Adam, righteous people. Ho-yuchidei me Adam v'ad Yaakov. In the beginning of history, there were only individuals. There were great people, Mr. Shelach. They were great individuals. Enosh was a great person. But they were only individuals. Achrei kein shavu kahal. Until after the Avos, there came along a people. V'chal aleihem inyan lakai la'ava liyos lehem leilakim. And God accepted Klal Yisrael. God didn't create Klal Yisrael. All human beings were created equal. Klal Yisrael was not chosen arbitrarily. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created humankind, that there should be those who will reflect back the Ora Lakai. There were individuals who did it until the Kahal came. V'sidram b'midbar k'seder agalgalim. And that was the poetic piece of the Kuzari. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Jewish people in the Midbar in the order of the Galgalim. The Galgalim are the wheels in heaven that turn. Arba degolim karbas rivei ha-galgal. We never look at the sky anymore. Once upon a time, human beings looked at the sky. You know, we look at a watch, so you still look at the sky and see what time it is. Because the whole heavens are a rotating clock that rotate every 24 hours. And in the heavens, there is a zodiac. The zodiac are the 12 constellations that form a circle in the sky and the turn, basically a clock that turns. If you look at the sky, you see one constellation, then you see the other one in its place, it's 2 hours later. There are 12 constellations in the zodiac and they turn. And that turning, that turning is an exhibition of Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation. The 12 Shvatim, what? Now you can't even see the stars, physically and figuratively. Now he says that the 12...
We don't believe really all men are created equal.
We believe every human being is created equal.
One second. Everybody has a tzuris elokim, but because we come from Klal Yisrael, and because Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov...
It was done by people. Klal Yisrael was created by people. There was no... Hashem created the world, Bishvil Yisrael.
But now,
there was nobody named Yisrael. We believe that parents influence their descendants. And that's true. Right. We believe that parents influence their descendants. I've mentioned this, this hit me hard when I read, a book that, you know, that Kennedy, created the Peace Corps. And the Peace Corps were young, altruistic American youth in the 60s who were going to go to Africa and tame the natives. And teach them the modern world. The whole world by the year 2000 was going to be one similar world. And there's an incredible book, I wish I'd remember the name of the book, about the experience of someone who went to Africa and discovered that people are the product of their parents. Every adolescent spends his adolescence declaring independence from his parents. And then he gets married and realizes that of the million things he could do two ways, there are 12 things or 15 things that he's different than his parents, and the other 999,000, he's exactly the same. Because
so
we're influenced.
We don't believe all men are created equal. Now, if you were to say all people are equal.
Okay, Mati, I don't want to get into trouble on this. I'm reading the words he's saying. He's saying is that God created human beings to reflect his nature. Until the Kahal came along, and it was a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov's midos are part of our DNA. They're not part of the DNA of those who are not B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And for that, it's true. And that is true. So he's saying that the 12 Shevatim around the Mishkan resemble or symbolize the 12 constellations of the Zodiac which surround the world, four on each side. Now what he means by, three on each of four sides. We say arba de golim karb. Yeah, the four flags, like the four wheels of. Actually, a circle doesn't have four sides. It's hard to say the zodiac has four sides. What it means is that they are the four seasons. Each three of the constellations represent each one 3 months of a season. And excuse me. Yeah. He refers to them formed in the desert specifically, and the Mefarshim at the bottom explain, because the desert is a place where nature does not support life. Nature would not support life. In the Dafka, in the desert, there were the Galgalim that supported their own life. That brought a law, they were zecher to their man and to their mayim, and to everything that that came in the midbar. So shnei masar shevik, shnei masar mazalois, machna leviim b'secha machdais, kashama b'sefi yitzira. Veichol kadosh muchovim be'emtza, and the Beis Hamikdash and Mishkan in the center. V'noisi es kulam, and that carries them all. Is a kulay meira al ahava, and that all shows on the love or the connection to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'yeh mishabeach olal v'yismach lezeh kibulei atayr v'kriya shema. So that we talk about Yotzer HaMayiris, we talk about creation. Shem created the physical lights, and we talk about the angels, the malachim, and then we talk about Ahava Rabba Avtanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for the people that are willing to absorb or reflect back that R. And when somebody understands that, he's able to come to Kriya Shema, to Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim, as an individual member of Klal Yisrael. I'd like to mention Rabbi Kiva Eiger, who's not known for Bali Machshava, he's known for Halacha, but there's a vart from Rabbi Kiva Eiger. He says that before we say in Kriya Shema, V'yahavtos Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, love God with all your heart, we say right before that, Ahava Rabba Avtanu, God has shown love for us. Habaychev Am Yisrael B'yahava. It's the nature of one who is loved to love back. A healthy person who feels someone else's love reflects the love back. So if we reflect on Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us, then it's easier of Ahavtos Hashem Elokecha to show that love back. And that's the connection of the Habaychev Am Yisrael B'yahava to the Shema. It's amazing. He doesn't spend time on Shema. You don't think most of the time he spent on Shema. But no, he's talking about sort of the global picture of this preparation for Shemini Esrei. Kilu achash nizbar loy kol ashekodam veichnoisim vikiroi amar al nafshoi osar al nafshoi osar. It's a hard expression. It means he accepts on himself the prohibitions of the Torah. And he has the witnesses that when mekabel the Torah, kashakablu ha'avos lefanav, b'chein yekablu ha'bonim ad ol me'ad, and Klal Yisrael accepted forever, k'mo she'omer, al v'seinu, aleinu, al b'neinu, al v'seinu, dov v'tei v'kayim chayt v'lo yavar. So it's an incredible, like I say, a global picture, an overview of Birchas Kriya Shema. And again, just like he said in the previous piece, that brachas have to influence our happiness in this world. The idea is to influence our happiness in this world. It's interesting that the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Yisaydei HaTorah makes the very controversial statement that the sun, the moon, the heavenly bodies are bali seichel. They're creatures that are able to think. He doesn't say they have hands and feet or mouth and eyes, but he says they're bali seichel. So Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Meishu were very close to each other, had a very different, both very Lithuanian Litvaks, had very different approach to this Rambam. The Rambam says the moon is Bali Seichel, you know, and Neil Armstrong walked on it, it seemed to him to be a rock, it didn't seem to be a living creature. So Rabbi Yaakov said often that the first prakim of Rambam are not Torah. That the Rambam's observation of science, the Rambam gives advice on what to eat and how long to sleep, etc. And then that, we don't have to be makabalit. He brings a proof because the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, Mishnah Lamelech, they wrote Pirushim on the Rambam and they all skipped. There's no Mefarshim there. In our Rambams, there's somebody wrote something on the side that says Pirish. No name, an anonymous Pirish on it, and there are no Mefarshim on it because they didn't hold that to be Torah. They held that to be the Rambam's observation of the world as he observed it. That was Rabbi Yaakov's often said comment. I imagine it's printed. It must be printed in his Amos Liakov. Rav Moshe took a different approach. It's in the Darash Moshe Parashas Nitzavim. It's printed. He refers there that he already commented on it earlier in this Sefer. And Rav Moshe takes the following approach. He says, on the contrary, we should think of everything in nature as being a Baal Bechira. The Rambam didn't say that the moon is not a rock. Never said it's not a rock or a stone. It is a stone. It's a stone that has movement, that orbits the earth. The reason that the sun and the moon obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to observe specific rotations is because they have no Yetzirah. To them, the truth is obvious, and therefore they obey the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's meant as a mashal. It says in Sefer Devarim numerous times that the heavens and earth are bear witness to Rashi says such a lashon. Rashi says the sun ever not come up? Why don't you behave? Well, the reason we don't have behave is because we have bechira. But Rabbi Shira writes that it's supposed to be a mashal to us, that an understanding that if we saw things clearly, if we saw the facts of the creation clearly, we would do as the sun and the moon, being Bali Seichel, and doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands. That's Ramesh's understanding of this Rambam. He says, no problem to Rambam. On the contrary, it should be the Musa. So at any rate, the Kuzari here is giving, he sees everything as a major philosophical thing, and that's what he certainly sees in davening the whole Siddur, and that's his approach to this part of the Siddur. Well, on Thursday again, he'll come to Shemini Esrei, and we'll see how he deals with Shemini Esrei. In the meantime, you have 2 days to work on Berachas Kriya Shema to try to see the flow. Something bothering you about the Siddur, Gary?
Yeah.
And what's it?
Does Emes V'Yatziv, would it be the same thing as the Emes V'Emuna?
It's true. He's describing Shachris, where we talk about the heavenly bodies, and Emes V'Yatziv as opposed to Emes V'Emuna. The basic difference is this. Day symbolizes Geula, a time when things are clear, and night is symbolic of Golus, of the time we're in Golus.
Of Emuna.
So therefore, for example, we say Gal Yisrael by Shachris, and we say it by Maariv. Which Pasik? By Maariv we say, V'ne'mar kifod Hashem es Yaakov u'golo im yad chazak mimenu. We talk not about Mashiach's times. At night, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us in the Golus. Not so by Shachris. By Shachris, when we mention a Pasik before Gal Yisrael, we talk about the ultimate Geula. We talk about Fidechenu Mechudu Yisrael. We talk about Hashem redeeming Klal Yisrael, the ultimate redemption. So that at night we talk about the darkness of Golus, and day we talk about the light of Geula. And therefore, this description is a clear description of day rather than the night, which is Lahagid Babeker Chastecha. By day we talk about Chesed Hashem. When it's dark, we have to talk about faith. We have to talk about faith in the darkness. And that's basically the difference. At night we say, Shomer Amo Yisrael, God, please watch us. By day we say, God, Yisrael, the final Gula comes. We don't need a bracha of Shomer Amo Yisrael, to follow. Okay, we'll continue Thursday.